Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we're halfway home on a Monday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Appreciate you being here, however you choose to listen. Really, really appreciate it. We know you have many choices in the morning. Thanks for making Ben and Woods part of your morning routine. Right?
Right.
Yes.
I'm Woods. That's Paul. That's Ben.
I mean, like if it was me, I feel like I'd only have one choice.
Just sports radio.
Yes. I'd have to listen to us being me.
I would really have other choices.
You would. Yeah, you'd have other choices.
Yeah.
I don't have really other choices.
You have other choices. You just choose not to take
them. I choose not to choose my other choices. Yeah.
Yes.
Stick with my one choice, which is right here.
What do you guys want to do?
Well, we've got a busy hour coming up, so why don't I let everybody know?
Why don't we take a breather, quick 10-minute nap, live on the air, and get reset for...
We have way too much to talk about to take any breathers this morning.
That's true.
We got the skipper, Mike Schilt, coming up at 9. At the bottom of the
hour...
Hey,
my dudes, how you doing?
Good. He's in Dallas,
He's
right?
in Dallas, okay. Yep. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to wish a fond farewell to our good friend, Bernie Wilson.
What a bombshell that dropped over the weekend.
Announced his retirement from covering sports for the Associated Press after an illustrious career here in America's finest city.
I mean, Bernie is... I was texting with a buddy over the weekend. He said, it's a bummer because Bernie is one of the last true journos out there. And he is the... If you've ever... you probably haven't if you're listening to the show, but... If you've ever been on a like a Zoom call with, you know, anybody in the Padres brass, whenever they go to Bernie Wilson, you sit up straight in your chair and you go, oh, God, oh, God.
You'll hear somebody from the PR team. All right, next up, Bernie Wilson, the Associated Press.
And you sit up and you go, all right, I'm listening because that dude just unloads. And it is so good every time. He has a way about him. And I would call it surly. I would say surly, salty, direct, no BS.
He's the most East Coast of the San Diego media.
I love Bernie.
Even though he's from here, went to school in Idaho.
It's funny because he always sounds... He always sounds pissed off, but he's like the nicest dude that you'll ever meet. And he just drops hammer on those guys. And it's so good, so fun to hear. I love him. I love him and respect him a ton. And he's not an early bird. You know, I'm surprised he's getting up this early. I think he's been reinvigorated by the process of knowing he's done with all of this crap in like 2 weeks. You know?
Yet I don't see Bernie like spending a ton of time on the golf course going forward.
I'm going to ask him. Tony says have Bernie on the show. We are in 30 minutes. He's going to be on the program this morning.
Bernie's been, he goes way back with Ben and Woods. He's obviously been around, you know, doing this for over 40 years.
Yeah.
Way before Ben and Woods. But, I mean, early on, remember the golden hour Fridays?
Oh, my God.
That bonus hour that they started making us do. Paulie, seems like every station we go to, it's, hey, you're starting out as a three-hour show. Hey, guess what? You're actually a four-hour show.
The golden hour.
Every Friday what did weekend we do? At Bernie's. It was weekend at Bernie's.
You're giving me PTSD again. I need a paper bag to breathe into.
The point is, we don't have him on a ton. We used to have him on every week. We have him on when necessary now.
What did the golden hour consist of again?
I think it was like a best of our best of the week, or the most golden material. I don't know.
Sounds pretty good. We should maybe bring back
the golden hour the golden on Fridays.
The golden hour shower with Ben and Woods.
We also have postponed our take on Woods to this segment. So if you want to call in, we're going to play here in about 5 minutes. Chance to win our new prize this month. It's another getaway to the Westgate Las Vegas. But in this case, it's special. It is actually during the college basketball tournament in March, and part of their absolute complete experience with high def TVs, luxury seating, table service, everything that goes along with it. You know, it's nice to be set up during the month of March in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
And this will be your opportunity to qualify to do so in our head-to-head musical trivia challenge, you against Woods. So call in now, 833-288-0973. If you were in last month, it's cleared. You have another chance to call in and qualify for the giveaway here.
Are you doing the thing that you have to dance around it because you can't call it what
Correct.
It is? Okay.
I'm not allowed to say the trademark catchphrase. It starts with M. It's MM or the initials.
Yeah, Manny Machado.
Yes.
It's, you know, it's the big game that we, you know, you can't talk about it.
The basketball
thing.
Contest.
The 68-team basketball tournament.
Oh, I don't think you can say tournament.
No, I can say tournament.
No, you're going to get
tournament's
fined.
Tournament's not a... Nope, I don't think that's a trademarked word.
You're going to get fined.
The tournament.
Yep, there it is.
Lots of tournaments happen all over the place.
Yeah.
People can have
you
a tournament.
Just cost Adam $2,000.
I don't think so.
Can we say, turn your mics off real quick?
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
I think they have also trademarked that phrase as well.
Wow. Okay.
The whole enchilada, I think you can say.
The big fajita, many would say.
While you call in, I see some people calling in right now. There are a bunch of other baseball moves that we haven't mentioned. We talked about Juan Soto. Talked a little bit about Willy Adames going to the Giants for 7 years, $182 million. The Baltimore Orioles agreed to a three-year, $49.5 million deal with Tyler O'Neill.
That's another guy that had been rumored to have some interest here.
He leaves Boston but stays in the AL East. The Mets have also signed Clay Holmes, three-year, $38 million deal with the idea of converting
him
a reliever to a starter. Another player who at least... You know, some thoughts that the Padres would be interested in. Shane Bieber returning to the Guardians on a one-year, $14 million deal as he comes off of his Tommy John surgery. Now, he'll also have a player option, so I think it's like $26 million for the next year. So either he can hit free agency if he has a big year, or if he needs like that 2 years to get going, kind of a two-year, $40 million deal where he can kind of get back to being Shane Bieber but staying in Cleveland where he's comfortable. And then the Dodgers made a move last night. It came right
surprising.
It came right before the Juan Soto signing, which made me leave. Okay, they're not getting Juan Soto once they signed an outfielder, but they agreed to a one-year, $17 million deal with Michael Conforto, not a name that had created a lot of buzz.
Not even a little.
This offseason. In fact, I don't think I knew that he was a free agent at all.
I think I did either. I thought he was still a Giant.
Which terrifies me, though, that he is going to be one of those one-year Teoscar Hernandez, have a huge season. And I did see them point out up in L.A. He has very strong splits against righties. Tommy Edman is very good against lefties. They could actually be kind of in a a platoon situation in the outfield, with Edmund also being that super utility player at the same time. For the Dodgers, now what does this mean in their pursuit of Teoscar Hernandez? Are they? I think there's still a place for him.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to stop pursuing Teoscar. And then a Blake Treinen deal last night as well. I didn't see any numbers on that one, but he will return to the Dodgers bullpen as well. So they were always on the outskirts of the Juan Soto deal. They couldn't really do anything just in case Juan Soto said, "Oh yeah, we'll take your $600 million."
No,
he wasn't going to do that. So now they can open up their pocketbooks again and start going after other players as well as the ones that they have signed already, including Blake Snell.
Yeah, very interesting. I mean, and again, guys are coming off the board at a pretty decent rate as far as the offseason goes right now. And really the only one in there that made me wrinkle my nose was the Gary Sanchez deal to the Orioles. I thought, man, you know, honestly, losing Higgy, it sucks. And but Gary's familiar, you know, a lot of familiarity there. He's got some slug, can hit the ball out of the ballpark. Hits Blake Snell pretty well, who is somebody that he's going to be facing a lot. And I just thought, man, all right, what's next for the San Diego Padres? Danny Jansen came off the board, didn't do much for me, but actually was pretty good catcher. So it just kind of begs the question of what's going to happen behind the dish for the San Diego Padres. Is it going to be Luis Camposano getting yet another shot to be the starter and a guy that's going to hold that position?
He's like the subject of a bunch of trade rumors, but if you trade him, what do you have left? Brett Sullivan
and Brandon Valenzuela.
Who is Rule 5 eligible and might be stolen from you this week in the Rule 5 draft, which would leave you even thinner at the catching
Valenzuela
core. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is not protected in the Rule 5 draft. And then, of course, there's Ethan Salas, but you don't want to be in a situation where you're forced to play Ethan Salas before he's ready if he's not ready. So the Padres definitely have some issues at catcher that they're going to have to solve here over the next couple of months.
Treinen got 2 years, $22
million. That's it?
Feels low. Absolute steal.
That feels low. He was the nastiest relief pitcher in baseball this October, correct?
Yeah. I mean, he was filthy.
Even nastier than Tanner Scott. Yes. He's going to get way more than that.
Yes. He's a little older, a little more long in the tooth, but it's a very good deal for the Dodgers. Well, it's nice that something broke their way,
finally,
and they got a good deal on a guy.
And then they did also announce last night that Dave Parker, the Cobra, Dick Allen voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame by the 16-person Classic Era Committee. Among those falling short, Steve Garvey and Louis Tiant did not make it in the Classic Era Committee vote. Good for Dave Parker.
Love it, man.
Cool nickname, the Cobra.
The best nickname.
And Dick Allen, who I was a little too young to ever get to see play, but people who are old school baseball guys always rave about Dick Allen, like underrated
power and
slugger from that 100%. Era of the 60s and early 70s.
But Dave Parker getting in made my day. He's very ill, and the fact that he gets to get in and know that he got in and experience.
Dick Allen unfortunately passed away like 4 years ago, so his family appreciated, but he won't be there for the ceremonies this summer. Still have the regular vote, which will be announced coming up in January.
Yep.
All right, it is time to play our game. Let's get to a little Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. And let's say hello to Charlie. Charlie, are you there?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you're our contestant today for Take on Woods. 5 questions. You against Woods in our musical trivia contest. And if you can beat or tie him, we'll put you into the drawing for the 2-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas in March. Plus 2 tickets to Hoops Central is what they're calling it. You can check out the $70 million in room renovations at the Westgate and experience the craziness of March, as only the Westgate can serve it up to you with HD screens, luxury seating, table service, and access to all the best gaming action in a smoke-free environment. So for tickets, go to WestgateResorts.com. Give you the advantage by letting you pick our category today. We still have prog rock, 5 progressive rock bands, all the Who's in Whoville. Those are 5 answers that start with the word Who's. And our new category, Party of One, 5 song titles that include the word lonely. So prog rock, all the Who's in Whoville, or Party of One, Charlie?
Let's do Party of One.
Party of One. All right, the new category again. Again, 5 song titles all include the word lonely. You get your 60 seconds. You can pass. If you don't know one, we'll come back to it. First question's the two-second song. Remember, you need to identify both the title and the artist to score the point there. You ready to play, Charlie?
Yeah.
All right, Paul, you good to go?
I'm ready.
All right, the category again, party of one. The word is lonely that we're looking for in all these answers. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Charlie. Let's take on Woods.
Pass.
British progressive rockers, Yes, had their only number one hit in the United States with which 1983 song?
Pass.
It was 20 years ago today is the first line of which Beatles song that's also an album name and a movie title for the group?
Oh, God. Pass.
The Motels had two top hits in the 1980s, Suddenly Last Summer and which song that reached number 9 in 1982?
Is it called Only the Lonely?
Correct. Sting says he based which 1978 song for the Police on the Bob Marley song, No Woman, No Cry?
Pass.
Go back to our two-second song.
Lonely Boy?
Incorrect. British progressive rockers, Yes, had their only number one hit in the United States with which 1980? And we are out of time. The two-second song was Lonely as the Night by Billy Squire. Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles. You got Only the Lonely, So Lonely by the Police. I think you're going to lose this one to Woodsy, but
yeah.
Charlie's score is locked in. Woods does not get the category. I think he'll figure it out, though. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Charlie.
Lonely as the Night, Billy Squire.
Correct. British progressive rockers, Yes, had their only number one hit in the United
States. Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Correct. It was 20 years ago today is the first line of which Beatles song that's also an album name and movie title for the group.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Correct. The Motels had two
only
top
the
corrects.
Lonely.
Sting says he based which 1978 hit for the Police on the Bob Marley song, No Woman, No Cry.
So Lonely.
Correct. 5 for 5. Very quick.
It's been a while.
Very well done, and a 5-1 win for Woodsy in the category. Party of one.
I am very impressed with myself because I have vomit like bubbling up in my stomach. I feel like I just got like a stomach bug. I feel like I'm going to throw up at any second.
Hmm.
And to get 5 for 5, I'm feeling very good.
What would you do if you had to throw up right now? Would you run to the bathroom? Would you just sit right there and let it fly?
If I could control it, I would try to get to the bathroom. Paul, you slide that garbage can over here just in case.
Yeah. Actually got one right around the corner there on the outside, I think. Yeah.
Huh.
I can see the edge. Just grab it.
Why don't we take a break and then, let nature take its course.
I don't want you to throw up in here.
I
prefer you don't.
Oh, really?
Well, when one person throws up, then it makes everyone else want to throw up because of the smell.
I'll tell you how I feel. I feel like I ate a giant breakfast burrito. And it's sitting in my stomach, but I didn't. I have only had a tangerine this morning. That's it.
Hmm. Wow.
I'll try to get through it. Should I just go pull trigger?
If you want, just not in here. How about that? And we'll come back and we'll talk about the Aztecs basketball win. Could be moving up in the rankings again later this morning. A little San Diego State hoops coming up next after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Oh, excuse me.
It's coming up.
I know
too.
You're talking about it.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, to be clinical, Woods is dealing with a bout of nausea at the moment.
Poor guy.
To be childish, we could say he's got a rumbly tummy right now, and he is currently in the facilities, which I could hear him. Here, he was returning now, hopefully not too much worse for the wear. He's soldiering on, though, this morning.
How we doing, big guy?
Not great, Bob.
Sorry, buddy.
You don't look good.
Something did not agree with me.
Alabama fans don't agree with you, but
that's true.
You didn't eat them, so
man, feel like I'm.
You be okay?
I think so. I got it all up. I think that was not pleasant.
Lisa wants to know: did Adam make omelets? No, that was JR who made the omelets.
Yep. Yeah. Don't talk about food though. If
sorry.
Ever again. When you were talking about your weight loss, and you were talking about all the beef,
the vegetables,
and the beef,
stuff.
And the chicken.
You know what? I'll talk about the Aztecs. That can't turn your stomach, right?
No, well, I mean, not the basketball.
Sanders State football easily could, ooh, but basketball should be a very pleasing, soothing subject right now as they continue to win and for the most part look good. Now, it was a few nervous moments on Saturday night. Crosstown rivalry against USD, a team that was, well, near the bottom of the metrics. This was essentially a no-win game for San Diego State to play. It's a good game in terms of being a nice neighbor and scheduling a team that only has to drive a few miles to get a road game in and get a payday for USD. San Diego State gets a full Viejas Arena, but you're also getting a team that has got some extra motivation, got, just the rivalry of being so close, you're going to get their best. And for a little over a half, USD was hanging toe-to-toe with San Diego State, down just a couple at the half and then up a couple of points early in the second half, and things were starting to get a little worrisome for the Aztecs, and then they were able to make things right and pull away for, a 17-point win, 74-57 on Saturday night. But what was interesting about the game on Saturday is that Magoon Gwath, who had the huge night on Wednesday, we talked about it, Fresno State, the breakout performance, he has arrived on the college basketball scene.
Didn't last long.
25 points, 10 rebounds. It's a complete no-show for the game on Saturday. Not literally. He played 12 minutes, did not score any points, but was essentially a non-factor to the point where, I was worried that did he suffer an injury? No, Brian Dutcher simply said, actually thinks he worked too hard this week, did some extra workouts and just like was tired and didn't have his legs and energy and just decided he was better off playing some of the other players. And he says that's something you learn as a freshman, like how to best prepare yourself for game day. And he probably did too much, which,
good learning lesson.
Working well. At least it didn't cost the team a loss, but get 0 points from him, only two from B.J. Davis.
Did he contribute defensively? Was he blocking shots? Because I missed this game entirely, man. I was
at the concert,
at the show. Yeah.
Not really. He was. I kept looking for him. Like where did he go?
He's cute thing was though. Saturday morning when my kids woke me up, Bo came in and he's like, "Aztecs won." It was really really sweet. I guess they watched the game, so I missed it entirely. So he didn't just wasn't
kind of a non-factor.
Wasn't his night.
Farrell Compton played well off the bench.
Isn't that funny, man? 12. Like, isn't that funny where you hear it all the time. You hear it in baseball all the time. Like, you're doing too much. Mookie Betts, doing too much. Mookie, you don't need to take 300 swings off of a tee. You're Mookie Betts. Just remember that you're Mookie Betts, and you can go out and be Mookie Betts again. And that's exactly what he did. You can actually work too much.
And the great thing about the San Diego State basketball team this season, though, is you just never know who is going to step up. I mean, Nick Boyd had a good game, but you mentioned Farrell Compton. The Aztecs got 29 points in the bench trio of Farrell Compton, Taj DeGourville, and Miles Heidi, who
fantastic, man.
Had really had a rough start to the season over the first, seven games. Looked just like he had taken a step backwards from the first year, but he was in there, rebounds, some big baskets, was getting a lot of high fives from his teammates, finally had a really good game when they needed it the most. When the other big guys didn't step up, he stepped up with some excellent play for San Diego State, and I think really made a huge difference in the Aztecs pulling out the 74-57 win. Congratulations to Coach Brian Dutcher, who improves to 100 and 12 in his career at Viejas Arena. His 100th
unbelievable
home win already. I mean, that is an insane home record. The 24th ranked Aztecs will find out if they move up at all in the AP Top 25 at the end of the show today, usually right around 10 o'clock. They will release a new set of rankings. There were some teams in front of them that did lose this week, so you'd imagine there's some room to move up a couple of spots, but we'll find out a little bit later this morning.
Kansas has not played well.
Kansas had a rough week. They lost really twice as the number one team this week to Creighton and then again to Missouri yesterday. Just had one of those weeks. So, you know, it's college basketball, and even veteran teams, you know, college students have bad weeks. They got finals. They got other things going on. Even at Kansas, you know, distractions, and they just had Dickinson look like he was not in it at all for Kansas this week. It just was a bad week. Will they be back
nice to
in the NCAA tournament?
Win, though, yeah. When you're looking at San Diego State beating them earlier
so,
in the year?
Yes, that will help with the metrics. Now, Oregon lost their first game to UCLA at home, so that's going to hurt. The problem with Creighton is they lost one of their best players. Pop Isaacs is out for the season, so that's going to hurt them going forward. It's a work in progress, you know, all the metrics.
Do they wait that? Like, when we beat Creighton, they were healthy. And they were healthy and they beat this team.
In the NCAA tournament committee, when there's like people are talking, they can look at it and say, well, yeah, they beat them. They had the good players. Then they didn't.
Yeah.
They'll see at the time the game was played, they were a top 25 team.
They handled them, no problem.
Like the net ranking and the KenPom, it's just going to be on the numbers of the team and who they are. So,
well, I mean, the way this team's playing, Benny, you know, you'd be surprised if they weren't in the tournament, honestly. And the way that they're handling business right now. Who's next for them?
So California Baptist on Wednesday night at Viejas Arena, and then they have a 10-day holiday break. So should be able to take care of that one at home. And then it's the game in San Jose against Cal, and then it's all conference play the rest of the way. The problem is the Mountain West has only been so-so in non-conference, which means losses in the conference are going to hurt you this year. Yeah. So you have to have a good conference record as well to make sure you make the tournament. All right, that's a quick college basketball update. When we come back, we will be joined by our retiring friend, Bernie Wilson. Made the announcement this weekend that he is stepping down. How many years has he been on the job?
Over 40.
Ever since I've been doing this, so he was already well entrenched.
He started when you were 9.
Crazy.
Yes. 9. Yeah.
He's calling it a career. We will say congratulations to Bernie and chat with him next here with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Deal with Bernie Wilson's imminent retirement, and he is standing by to join us after covering the San Diego sports scene for 4-plus decades. There's kind of a void left. Who is going to be that cynical
don't look at me
reporter who's going to ask the tough questions?
I've been doing it for 7 years. I'm ready to walk, so.
It's going to have to be me, isn't it?
Can you imagine?
I'm going to have to step in.
To replace Bernie.
And be the guy to replace Bernie at the press conferences.
It's a good one.
The ones who make the executives cringe with the tough questions.
Yeah.
Do you think I have it in me?
No. Absolutely.
I don't.
Nope.
Well, maybe Bernie can give me a lesson.
Yeah, give a little couple pointers.
Standing by. We will talk to Bernie Wilson of the Associated Press right after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Well, first of all, let me just offer my heartfelt and sincere congratulations to Bernie Wilson, who made it official over the weekend that he is announcing his retirement. One of the longest tenured reporters here in San Diego. Bernie, good morning to you. Welcome to Ben and Woods. It's been a while. How are you doing, man?
Good morning, muchachos. I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
You sound so young and spry right now, and my sense is that...
Much too young to retire.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're full of... Because you usually would come on late, because you don't get up early. But my theory is that you only have a couple more weeks of this garbage to do, and then you're home free.
You got it, Wood. You know what? I have vim. You know what I'm doing right now? I'm getting ready to sign up for Medicare Part B.
Ooh, how
fun.
So
that I can... swing into the AP retiree medical plan. I'm 66. The only reason I've stayed feeling young is, you know, hanging out with guys like you, seeing Pearl Jam at least twice a year.
Yes.
Now I'm going to hopefully see them more.
Yes.
So they better stay active. I saw the Stones this year. You know, you make your own fun. And, you know, our kids are now adults, but they help keep me young. And, you know, it's sad that it's just the job that beats the living hell out of you.
Yeah.
What about, you know, Bingo at Leisure Village? You don't have that?
You know, that is a great question, Ben. Get my, you know, my roughage. I'm not a bingo guy. We used to have to work bingo when our kids were at Catholic school. That was part of your penance. You know, you had to. I'm not going to be one of those people that shows up with 20 of those marker things for their bingo cards. Not to rip them, that's some people's life. But, bros, I got a pile of 2x4s out of my patio. I got stuff to do. And, you know, I will not be hurting for things to do. And bingo will not be one.
They're called daubers. D-A-U-B-E-R-S. Daubers. Bingo, right. Daubers.
Bingo daubers.
See, now, how do you know that, Ben?
He looked it up just now. He looked it up.
I thought I knew it. I confirmed it, though. Yeah, bingo daubers.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's cool.
It's a perfect gift for you right now in retirement.
Let me ask you this, Bern. So I saw the tweet come through on Friday night, and I was like, wait, what? So you announced it on Twitter. You were at the Jay Paris happy hour.
With a picture.
Yeah, with a picture of AJ Preller and Hacksaw, which I thought was just the perfect way to do it. How was the happy hour, number one?
Well, first of all, the happy hour was awesome. Thanks for asking. So, and the reason, I wasn't going to say anything until after the Holiday Bowl, which, by the way, Ben and his great wife, Shell, are ecstatic because it's going to be the Wazoo Cougars.
Yep.
But I wasn't going to say anything. But then I saw Preller, and I had to get a picture with Preller and Hacksaw. AJ and I have had a somewhat tumultuous relationship. He's a good guy, though. And he was the first guy I told up at the Lucadian, the legendary Lucadian. He was over in the corner. Like he always, props to the man for showing up.
Yeah.
You know, so many people get invited and so many people don't bother, but Preller is pretty much a regular. There are some years where it conflicts too much with the winter meetings, not this year. So I went over, told him the great news that he's not going to have to put up with my BS anymore. And he was about ready to go and out in the parking lot, and Hacksaw was there. So I figured, why not announce it with a selfie with, two San Diego sports icons, AJ Preller and Hacksaw Hamilton. And so off we go.
What's been your, when you look back on your career, I mean, I look back at what we've done here in the last just 7 years, coming up on 7 years, and I have so many fond memories. I have so many bad memories too, but mostly fond memories and things I'm proud of that we've done. When you look back on your career, give me a couple things that jump off the page and you can step back now and look and go, God, that was actually pretty badass that I got to do that or cover that or break this story or whatever it was.
The most badass thing I've ever gotten to do, bros, was hoist the America's Cup for about 5 or 10 seconds without having to pay a penny to do it. whereas titans of industry and commerce have spent hundreds of millions over the last 170 some years trying and failing. It was at the when Oracle won it in Valencia, Spain in 2010, my bro, Captain Troy Sears from here in San Diego, who runs Next Level Sailing, was over there as a chase boat driver, and he summoned me up to the crew party. The media party was down on the ground floor. He whisked me up to the crew party up on the top floor and said, go get your picture taken with the cup. And I said, I really shouldn't. I'm not part of the team. And he said, do it or you'll regret it. So I stood in line, my turn came, grabbed it, held it over my head. It's heavier than it looks. Got my picture taken. And I'm glad I did, because, like I said, people have paid hundreds of millions to try to do it and have failed, and I did have to pay a penny. And then not long after, the party got so rowdy that Larry Ellison himself ordered it be whisked off to his 451-foot super yacht, moored just off the waterfront there. And so that was my one shot at glory, and I took it.
It's truly one of the great, I think, contrasts to know that Bernie Wilson, El Cajon's every man,
yes,
who is as comfortable at the beef and bun as anyone, is also one of the leading yachting reporters.
Loves it so much.
For decades. Yachting, the sport of the ultra, 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 ultra elite rich.
Yeah, wait, hang on.
And it's Bernie Wilson who covers this.
Bernie, I'm pretty freaking sure I've sat with you and you've complained about baseball players'
salaries
before. Like,
the sport is way too fancy for even me.
Yeah, even Ben is like, geez, that's very highfalutin.
Well, here's the thing, guys. When you work for AP, you cover everything, okay? When I moved from L.A., gave up Wayne Gretzky and the Kings to come down here to God's country, you know, I inherited the America's Cup, and the first one drove me absolutely nuts. But, you know, once when one Australia sank during the, what was 1995 Challenger Trials, it changed everything, because it just became a story about, you know, whatever, man versus nature, yeah, human element, stuff happening. And you just cover it as a news event. And plus, the other thing is you can't sail at night, which means you're at the bar. Rich people drink expensive booze, throw great parties, and they invite the media.
Yeah, that's
the worst thing about the day, the Kiwis crushed Dennis Connor off Point Loma in May of 1995, was the parties went away. I mean, I got to go take my wife to two America's Cup balls, one Louis Vuitton Cup party. I got to expense a tuxedo twice.
Wow.
Tell me on an AP expense account, tuxedo from the tux shop in La Mesa. I got to take her to some of the greatest parties that I would never get into if I weren't working for AP.
That's awesome.
Or covering the cup. And, you know, the party I missed, I was at the Winter Olympics in 92.
Wow.
And the Louis Vuitton Cup party was in the hangar deck of the Kitty Hawk.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, apparently, it was, you know, when you got connections with Louis Vuitton and Moet, those things speak. And, the you know, so party at Kitty Hawk in 92. In 95, it was at Miramar when Top Gun was still there. And it's just fantastic.
I love it. You know, all your favorite memories are like, oh, all the free booze I got at Louis Vuitton parties. And that's your favorite memories. And I love that, man. Now, I was going to ask you this, too, because I've often said, man, the people on the beat, I have such a tremendous amount of respect for. I, with my two kids, and let's be honest, who I'm married to, Bernie, there's no way I could make it down there for 81 games. There's just no chance. And I don't know that I'd want to. I love baseball more than anything. I never miss a pitch. But making it down there day after day, grinding that out, I know there will be a time next year where it will hit you a little bit where you're like, ooh, I'm not down there. Do you think you'll miss that daily grind of going to the ballpark?
Absolutely not, my bro. I might do some freelancing. I mean, you know, AP is cutting 8% of its workforce through these buyouts. I'm not the only one going. There's a bunch of us. This was the easiest exit for me. We all wonder when the last day is going to be. We yeah. wonder if we get a picket. Well, you take the parachute when the plane's going down.
Yeah, 100%.
So I took the parachute.
Good for you.
But I might do some freelancing. The great thing, this is almost as good as an America's Cup party, is I'll get my lifetime baseball writer's card.
Wow.
So I can go down there whenever I want, but I can also leave whenever I want. I love yes. being at the ballpark, but I can't handle the noise, dodging foul balls, walk-off home runs, you know, games changing dramatically in the sixth inning. It's great for the fans, but it's hell for a reporter.
That makes sense.
And our software isn't exactly user-friendly. So I will miss certain elements of it, but other things I absolutely will not miss. You know, I don't like having my ears blown off every night, but that's in every sport. I mean, that's at Viejas Arena,
yeah.
the Lion Tree. I mean, Woods, you'll appreciate this. I saw three of the loudest bands in history, Led Zeppelin, The Who, and a surprise entrant, Midnight Oil. When you're in the 10th row at a Midnight Oil concert, your ears are blown to hell. But I walked out of Petco Park every night feeling like I had seen one of those three bands because they play the music so loud.
That's amazing.
This goes back to the Qualcomm days when they did the remodel. They put in Spanos, moved over to the other side. I shouldn't say that name, but they put the control booth right next to the press box, moved the press box down. We told Charles Steinberg, the Padres VP of everything, who said, hey, this is really loud here now. And he goes, we know. We did tests on the noise level in the entire stadium. The press box is the loudest part in the stadium. And it's like, thanks a lot, asshole. Pardon my French. But, you know, so I've had my ears blown off since, you know, the 1990s, and I will not miss that.
Dodger Stadium is worse, by the way. It is loud.
I've covered a couple games there in recent years. when you can't talk to the guy sitting next to you, you know that it's time to go.
All right, Bernie, what's the last official event? Holiday Bowl, San Diego State ranked, Utah State, do you know for sure?
It's going to be probably back-to-back. Holiday Bowl, your beloved Cougars. I covered the Cougars way back in the 80s, by the way. And then if the Techs don't blow it between now and then, yeah, it'll be the Techs versus Utah State. And I'll get my final Steve Fisher report in. I'm not big on selfies, but I want to get one with Fish.
Got to.
Because the man is so legendary. Listen to some Bro-Him by the great young student musicians out there, and then walk away.
Man, I'm happy for you, dude. I think about it every day. I really do. And I'm only 49, so I've got a few years left. But I do think about what it's going to be like to leave it all behind. And saw that picture this weekend. I texted Paulie immediately. I said, get him on the show Monday. And I did not want to wait a single day. We love you, man. We're happy for you.
It's been a pleasure, man,
it has.
Over the
Thanks,
years.
Guys.
Just your contributions to this show, me in particular,
the media,
like, over the
all
years.
Of it.
It's you have been so kind with your time,
yep.
And you're never short on stories.
Never.
And it's been a blast.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. I really appreciate the kind words. And just, you know, pass it forward. You guys are all good dudes, and the media business is brutal. I don't need to tell you guys in radio, but it's shrinking, it's dying. You know, we got to be kind to each other, and I don't know that there's going to be anybody left to turn out the lights, but you got to have fun while it lasts.
There he is, the great Bernie
Great
Wilson.
Bernie Wilson. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Great talking to you.
Talk to you soon.
Saying goodbye after 40-plus years with the Associated Press.
It makes me sad a little bit.
Padres, Chargers, Aztecs, America's Cup.
Oh, you've seen it all in this town.
Doesn't have much of a filter, but that's fine.
I love that about him. I really, really do.
It's incredible.
I love it. Yeah, I'm so glad we got to catch up with Byrne, man. I love that his favorite bits were all the sailing parties that he got to go to. Incredible.
The way you described it, I get it.
I kind of do, too. And most of the time, they're like, hey, Woodsy, there's a media party. I'm like, I'll pass, 100%. But those, that seems like a little bit upper echelon.
Yeah.
I would love to
I mean, the price tag just to, like, get into those America's Cup, it starts to run into the billions.
Benny, I just found out, you know, we just found out from Bernie that he was able to expense a tuxedo. What are the chances they'll let you expense a tuxedo for spring training and you do all your interview, at least one day, in a tuxedo?
I already have a tuxedo.
You have a tuxedo.
Yeah, from our friends at JNR. I've got my tuxedo ready. We don't remember you made me do it a whole week in a tuxedo.
I did it. That was before I got there.
That was before
you got
there?
Before I got there. That was one of yours and the other guy's brilliant bits.
Well, I did a whole week in a tuxedo. And I'm not really eager to do it again, actually.
It would be funny, you in a tuxedo at spring training. It would get eyeballs, right?
It's true.
And now you're on... See, that bit didn't make sense then because you weren't on camera.
It's a way for Ben to get a free suit.
It's a way for Ben to get a free suit. And then you're like, hey, no, guys, he's in a tuxedo. You can't see it, but believe me, it's hysterical.
I haven't had a reason to wear it in a couple of years. I don't know. After SDFatLoss.com, it might be hanging a little loose at this point. I may need to get it tailored.
Like most of your clothes are hanging a little loose at this point. Loose skin.
All right, we have made it to 9 o'clock. The skipper, Mike Shields.
Oh, boy.
Going to join us from Dallas, Texas in the MLB winter meetings. First chance to talk to Mike Shilton a little bit, see what the Padres have cooking at the moment. Coming up next year with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.